Welcome to In the News. I'm Chris. Jeff Watson, Tab, reading from the AARP magazine. Our first article is written by Darren Wright. Question and answer with Ian Garten. Cooking like driving a car is like driving a car. You have to adjust the wheel along the way. The 76-year-old TV personality and best-selling cookbook author's new memoir, Be Ready When the Luck Happens, describes building an empire around simple meals and everyday hospitality. What's your creative process, and has it changed as you've gotten older? When I had my first book contract, the idea I started was very specific. I wanted you to be able to open a book and say, that photograph looks amazing. That looks delicious. Then I wanted you to look at the recipe and say, I can actually do that. I have to say, that hasn't really changed over the 25 years that I've been working on cookbooks. I've gotten better at it, gotten more detailed, but my creative process is pretty much the same. In your new memoir, you write about difficulties growing up. How'd you overcome that? The negative voice in my head is my mother saying, you think it's a good idea, but it will turn out bad. It's always there. I'm very diligent about making sure that when I hear that voice, I counter it. I go, oh, that's her voice. It's not me. What do I think? Is there a secret sauce to living a more confident life? I surround myself with people who are happy, positive, and smart. Also funny. Certainly my husband, Jeffrey, but others too. And we support each other. That gives you a sense of confidence. Somebody also once suggested that I get up each morning and write 5 things that I do really well. At first I thought, well, that'll get me through the day, maybe a day and a half. But what I found is that over a period of weeks, I could think of 5 more things, big things, little things, that I had done well. When I get anxious about my ability, I go to that list. Your memoir describes plenty of pursuits you brought out to the Barefoot Cantista food specialty store in New York. You learned to fly a plane, renovated houses, and even landed a position in the White House Office of Management and Budget. Was there a career move that felt especially crazy? Certainly leaving a good job in the White House to buy my Barefoot Contessa, a specialty food store in a place I'd never been, was about as crazy as it gets. It was courageous, but a little nuts. When I made the change, I thought I didn't know anything. But once I went in, I thought, I know how to do this. How did your past prepare you? Only in the process of writing the memoir did I come to understand that I actually had been doing everything I've done at Barefoot Contessa in my 20s. But I did it for fun. I taught myself how to cook. I taught myself how to renovate houses. I taught myself how to go to the bank and get a loan. Things that you need to know if you run a business. Now I realize it wasn't crazy. Your career can be physically demanding. How do you take care of yourself? Having a body is really difficult, she laughs. I work out with a trainer twice a week, and I do yoga twice a week. I think both are important, but also, As I've gotten older, I tend to work really hard in the mornings and do other things in the afternoon. For a couple hours a day, I have to do what I call toes up. I might read in bed or take a nap or answer emails. Your body tells you when you're tired. Most of us just power through it. And that takes its toll. I've learned to listen to my body. Even after all these years, you write that cooking can still be hard. Cooking's like driving a car. You don't just set it on a course and have it go straight. You have to adjust the wheel along the way. Maybe the chicken is a different size than you expected, or the carrots aren't as sweet as they were last week. It takes enormous concentration, and that's just before the guests arrive. The shopping and the cooking and the table setting and the flowers, and then at the end of it, appearing for your guests like you're completely relaxed. It's exhausted me when I was 25, and it still does, but I love doing it, so I keep doing it. What advice would you give to those whom hosting a dinner party is intimidating? The key is that it doesn't matter what you serve. You can serve something simple that's delicious with a peach tart from a bakery, and you have a very good time with your friends. You don't have to make the peach tart. What are you doing differently these days as a hostess that some of us might want to try? I've come back to something that I used to do, but I haven't done in a long time, which is instead of doing dinner on Saturday night, which is a big deal with lots of courses, doing lunch on Sunday. That meal is a little bit simpler. Everybody has more energy. They've done all their chores on Saturday, and I find that the guests are more relaxed. Okay, this is under a smart home guide. How technology can make daily life easier for older people or for caregivers. Number one, smart lights. These can be turned on and off through an app, can be programmed to turn on when detecting movement from security outside your home or safely inside it, just as when a person gets up at night. So how about smart TVs? Sure, you spend countless hours streaming movie shows, news, and sports with an internet-connected TV, but smart TVs can also use a webcam for video chats, telehealth calls with your doctor, or virtual exercise sessions. How about smart thermostats? Typically, you can learn in your indoor climate preferences over time. You can learn what you want. When the thermostat detects the house is empty, it can reduce the amount of heat or cooling, shaving a few bucks off your energy bill. Includes remote control through an app for the resident or caregivers. How about smart speakers? With voice commands, you can play music, get the weather forecast, get questions answered, and more. This can become the command center for your home, providing voice control for other products. Smart speakers are also popular in the kitchen for setting timers. Number five, smart beds, mattresses. Okay. Can determine comfortable temperatures from whoever is sleeping in the bed. Can adjust mattress firmness and report on the quality of sleep come morning. Perhaps sharing data with a healthcare provider or a caregiver. Number six, activity sensors. Caregivers can monitor an older adult's daily activities, such as getting out of bed, entering or exiting a room, or leaving a door open. They can track daily activities to send alerts to family or a caregiver if, for example, a chair was occupied for too many hours. Fall detectors. Many of these products work with a combination of wall-mounted sensors and wearable devices, such as a wristband. They can determine if a resident has taken a fall and can call for help. A caregiver can also receive an alert. Number eight, security systems. If an alarm is triggered, not only are the residents and authorities alerted, but the system can send a notification to a caregiver's smartphone. Number nine, video doorbells. These include a small camera plus a microphone and speaker, which lets you see and converse with someone at your door through an app on your phone. That person doesn't see you and won't know if you're home. Some models can regularly record for review. Smoke detectors, CO detectors. Smart alarms can not only alert people in their home about smoke, but also push notifications to an app for a caregiver. Apps can receive notifications if carbon monoxide or other indoor air quality issues are detected. Robot mowers. These follow an area that you define and quietly do the mowing for you outside. Cleaning robots. These started as automated sweepers that learned the layout of your rooms and did the dirty work. Now some can also mop hard floors. Number 13, smart appliances. A smart refrigerator allows contents to be seen in an app. If you can't remember what you have or need while shopping, in some cases, it can suggest recipes based on the ingredients on hand. Our smart stove will let you or a caregiver shut off an oven remotely. A smart microphone can be turned on or off remotely via apps. medication dispensers. These can be programmed to give out the right amount of medicine and audibly or visually alert a person when it's time to take a dose. Many can be managed through a phone app, so a caregiver can check to see when medication has been dispensed. Smart locks. Lock and unlock doors remotely and monitor comings and goings, perhaps of a loved one with dementia who may wander. Convenient for remotely providing access to health aides, house cleaners, and other family members. How about bathroom tech? Smart water sensors can shut off water and alert you if a leak or a consistently running toilet is detected. Smart scales are useful to track weight and other body measurements and send the data to a health app or share it with caregivers or medical providers. Sensors can indicate how often someone opens a medicine cabinet. Under Your Money, written by Richard Eisenberg. Crunch your future numbers today. Check out these tools for estimating your retirement income and claiming your Social Security benefits. Search for a retirement calculator online and you'll find links to plenty of tools for answering pressing questions. Will you outlive your money? What's a realistic retirement budget? What could you get by waiting to claim Social Security? Although all these tools are designed to address the same general concern, how much money will I have in retirement? They have some big differences. Some will get you quick estimates with little effort. Others can give you more detailed projections if you're willing to spend more time on them. We examine more than a dozen free or low-cost calculators available from financial service firms, retirement planning companies, and Social Security claiming specialists. Testing with profiles, hypothetical entries, we assembled a lineup of calculators worth considering once we weeded out those with various problems, such as asking for too much personal data. Even the best tools can't perfectly predict your future. Each incorporates assumptions about the key numbers such as inflation rates, investment returns, and your spending needs. Tellingly, plugging the same information from one test subject into different calculators resulted in a monthly income forecast ranging from $3,470 to $3,880. All these assumptions could be wrong, and not every calculation makes it easier to tinker with them. Still, having an educated guess about your future is better than being completely in the dark. The nonprofit Employee Benefit Research Institute, for example, has found half of workers who calculated how much they'll need in retirement started saving more. Here are some of the apps. AAP has a retirement calculator. Bankrate retirement calculator. They be aware, Social Security estimates, which can't be adjusted, are based on out-of-date FICA information. Claiming Social Security. The AARP app, Fidelity, they base it on your date of birth. The Social Security benefit calculator provides your full retirement age, FRA, and estimates your benefit at that age. You can see claiming strategies for you and your spouse. Keep in mind, though, as with other calculators able to estimate your benefits, you'll get more accurate projections and claiming strategies by entering Social Security's estimate based on your actual earnings history. To get that number, go to ssa.gov/myaccount. Okay, for more help, find these additional free retirement planning calculations, calculators and tools at aarp.org/calculators. Well, Christmas is coming up. Your Money, Live Well for Less by Lisa Lee Freeman. Unique gifts for less. Find handmade items online. For alternates to the mass-produced items we normally buy this season, check out Marketplace online bazaars featuring handcrafted goodies, including jewelry, home goods, and more. Gift guides and search filters make it easy to find a great gift on budget-friendly terms. I found all kinds of great gifts for less than $50. gorgeous totes, unusual plants, glassware, personalized jewelry, and more. Shopping at Market Marketplaces supports small businesses, but since you're not buying from major U.S. retailers, you need to proceed with care. As typical, Etsy, the granddaddy of these sites, warns that it doesn't guarantee or endorse any item or content posted by sellers. My tips to stay safe and shop smart. Watch out for gotchas. Shipping return policies can vary, so read them close. Sales may be final and shipping fees may sting. A beautiful beeswax candle I found at Estee cost only $8, but when they factored in shipping and whatnot, it was $21. Get the details. Study product descriptions for dimensions, materials, and weight. If you have a question, mention the seller through the site before you order. Narrow your search. Sort by price and many other criteria on most sites to avoid getting distracted by budget busters. Check the feedback. Read reviews, not just ratings, to learn about products and sellers. If a seller has no review, seek out vendors that do. Scope out the shop. See an item you like? Look at the vendor's other goods for insight. I liked a ring holder on one site, but the tiny, uneven assortment of other offerings made me think twice. Maybe it wasn't such a good deal. Stand up for yourself. Contact the seller if something goes wrong. I bought a handmade laptop case a few years ago, but when it arrived, it didn't fit as advertised. After I complained, the seller shipped out a new one, plus a free iPhone case. Take your case higher. If the seller isn't responsive to complaints, contact the host website. It may mediate a solution. Although there are no guarantees, your best protection is trying to avoid a problem in the first place. Some maker marketplaces to check out: Etsy, Amazon Handmade, Maker Place by Michaels, Artisans Cooperative, Craft Joy. They shop a wide selection of themed gift baskets. To avoid unwanted renewals, click on Give as a Gift box when you can limit the number of devices. 25 great ways saving on holiday shopping. Time your purchases. You don't have to wait for the holidays. On November 20th, 4 days before Black Friday, electronics were already marked down last year. Follow favorite retailers. Consider joining your favorite retailer's email list. Use cashback portals. Coupon sites have evolved, and today, shopping portals give consumers free access to cashback deals, coupons, and other discounts. You can shop by your computer or mobile device at popular portals such as Coupon Cabin. Search for coupon codes. The internet can be a treasure trove of coupon codes. Search the retailer's name and coupon codes. Also check out websites such as Retail Me Not. Buy used electronics. Okay. Retailers including Amazon, Target, Walmart sell certified refurbished electronics at discounted prices year-round. Ask about a warranty, which is also available. Hunt for gift cards. Gift cards have become a coveted holiday present. Research by the National Retail Federation shows it often pays to wait until December to purchase them, when many businesses offer discounted cards to drum up business. Your AARP. Farewell to AARP. This is by Joanne Jenkins, CEO. After 10 years, I thank you for all that we have accomplished together. On September 5th, 2014, I walked on stage at AARP's national member event at the San Diego Convention Center to deliver my first speech as AARP's chief executive officer. That day, I made a promise to AARP's members. As your CEO, I will be unapologetic in fighting for the wants and needs of people 50 plus. As AARP's new CEO, I wanted to change the conversation about what it means to grow older. I said we need to disrupt aging, to challenge outdated stereotypes and attitudes about getting older and spark new solutions to help people live better as they age. I challenge our members to help me do that. As I prepare to say farewell to AARP, I look back and say, how did we do? And I feel we can take pride in what we are able to accomplish. We are now better prepared to shape the future so people will be empowered to choose how they live as they age. We have fought for people 50 and over in the halls of Congress, the White House, in state capitals and communities across the country. We brought relief from the high cost of prescription drugs, helped ease the burden of caregiving, opposed age discrimination in the workplace, protected Social Security and Medicare, made it easier for people to save for retirement, made communities more age-friendly, and ensured that older Americans have affordable access to technology. We elevated the importance of brain health and made a significant contribution to the battle against Alzheimer's disease and other dementias. We promoted AARP's role in global aging, and we tackled the tough issues related to the emerging five-generation workforce. We changed not the conversation about aging, but also what it means to grow older. Today, more people are embracing age as a period of continued growth and finding purpose in their lives. So we're beginning to see a new type of experienced, accomplished workforce. We've witnessed an explosion of consumer market that is bolstering our economy. And instead of seeing a growing pool of dependents, we are seeing the growth of intergenerational communities with new and different strengths. AARP and its members have been at the forefront of these changes, recognizing the increasingly important role technology plays in our lives. We focus on innovation as the key driver of change. Through our AARP Innovation Labs in the Age Tech Collaboration, we have worked with entrepreneurs and businesses to develop new products and services that make aging easier. We provided new opportunities for people 50 and over to become more adept at navigating our increasingly digital environment by bringing older adults' technology services into the AARP family to offer a wide array of training programs. And we stepped up efforts to help members protect their digital assets from fraud. We have excelled as a wise friend and first defender of people 50 and older and their interests. Never was this more apparent than during the COVID-19 pandemic. We provided relevant, unbiased information to help people navigate it uncharted water, created solutions to help older people stay connected with their families, and spoke out on issues ranging from stimulus checks to vaccines to nursing home reforms. We've come a long way in helping to empower people, and much of the credit goes to you, our members. But AARP's work's not finished. As I wind up my tenure as the steward of the legacy of our founder, Dr. Ethel Percy, I'm proud that we have lived up to the motto that she gave us 65 years ago, to serve, not to be served. I leave confident that AARP is well positioned to continue building on that legacy. Serving as your CEO has been a tremendous privilege. What I will miss the most is you, the members and volunteers, and the exceptional staff. As I bid you farewell, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for your support, your service, and all that I do to help you. Although I am leaving AARP, rest assured, I will continue to be unapologetic in fighting for the wants and needs of people 50 plus. Under Witty and Wise, Merrill, you steal library books? Earl, yeah, I should get that checked out. Jane, did you grill the chicken? Johnny, yes, but it still won't tell me why it crossed the road. How about Alan? Does exercise help the brain make better decisions? Ellen, yes, last week I ran a mile and decided never again. Polly, You really need to stop making those terrible dad jokes. Wally. Okay, but how? Polly. Whatever means necessary. Wally. No, it doesn't. Here's another little joke. Betty. Sweetie, can you clear the kitchen table? Bobby. Only with a running start. Tom. What word is spelled correctly when spelled incorrectly? Pam. Incorrectly. Here's some quotes. We all fall and rise over and over. Life's a roller coaster, and what a beautiful ride it is. That's Drew Barrymore, a child actor who, believe it or not, is turning 49. Anybody that says words hurt have never been punched in the face. Chris Rock, 59. When I was young, I was a perfectionist to the degree where it's painful. I've learned as I grow older that I have to let go. That's actor Carol Kane, who was 72 years old. No farewell tour for the E Street Band. Farewell to what? Thousands of people screaming your name? Bruce Springsteen, 75. I never saw success as results. Sometimes the results aren't there, but you feel good because you got better. Vince Vaughn, who's 54. Be there for your kids. Say yes. Say yes as much as you can. That, believe it or not, was from Stephen King, who was 77 years old. Would you sit in makeup for 6 hours at one in the mother bleeping morning if you didn't love what you're doing? Spike Lee, 67. I'm not getting anyone else put on the pointy hat and beard if I can help it. Lord of the Rings star Ian McKellar, 85. I've spent the last 40 years striking the perfect balance between consistently working and never getting bugged in the deli. Actor Richard Kind, who is 67 years old. I guess he doesn't like people coming up. I've never really heard of him, but in any event, well, that's all the time we have for today. I am Jeff Watts, and I've been reading from the AARP Bulletin from November 2024. So long until next time.